Good morning, 8:39 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Yes, I know you're accustomed to us doing the frivolous segment here in this time slot. That's okay. Every once in a while, we like to pivot just a little bit. We had an opportunity to connect with our Senator Rick Scott, former governor, and so we obviously took that opportunity. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
It's great to be with you, Andrew. It was fun.
It was more fun for you 6 months ago. I swear, I'm sure that's true. But, you know...
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like, think about it. They don't care about how much money they spend. The Democrats are just spending it. I mean, we're going to have $30 trillion of the debt soon. $30 trillion of debt. And then now they're going to spend another $3 trillion. And it's not, we don't have the money. And you know, and by the way, they didn't tell you, but they snuck in some tax increases in the last bill they passed. They forgot to tell you that part. So they snuck in, if you work for Airbnb or you're DoorDash or, doing deliveries and stuff like that. So you didn't have to report, a portion of your income. Now they want all of it because they want to get all your taxes. Are those the people making $400,000 a year? I don't think so. Maybe they misrepresented what they said.
That's crazy. That is definitely not taxing the rich, and it's certainly not going to raise $1.9 trillion. I'm amazed that $1.9 trillion turns out to have been the warm-up act. That's amazing to me.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are worried about inflation and money supply. What are we seeing already with this? Because you wrote a big piece about this.
No. I met with Jay Powell this week. He said, don't worry. $30 trillion of debt's not a problem. A 25% increase in money supply is not a problem. Gas prices up 70 cents since Biden got elected. That's not a problem. Food prices up. That's not a problem. Home prices up. There's no inflation. Oh, by the way, if you're buying a house, your mortgage rates are up. If you're buying a car, your car payments are up. So who's it hurt? Not the rich. It hurts the poor. Like where I grew up, with my mom struggling to put food on the table, that's who it hurts. It hurts people on fixed income. But they don't care. I mean, they will spend this into oblivion. I mean, that's what they're doing up here. They don't care. They think that you can just spend as much as you want. I asked Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, how much? Well, I don't know, but we got to spend. I mean, it's just fascinating.
Locally, what we've already got is our local governments are already having a conversation about, well, look, we need to spend the money that we're getting now because it's not going to be worth as much in a year. That's just a reality. And so, I mean, they're actually having that conversation that the time value of money, that's becoming a thing as we're seeing all this inflation tick up. Let's talk a little bit about you went to the border. You went to the border recently. I know that the Biden administration is trying to spin this all as Trump caused it, which is a bafflingly audacious claim. But what did you see at the border?
So you can't make this stuff up, Andrew. So we took a helicopter tour along the border. So they have the cameras up. Oh, Biden won't turn them on. Oh, they have lights up along the fence. Oh, Biden won't turn those on. Oh, we have the fence up, but we were just about to put up the gates. Biden won't put the gates up. So we have this beautiful fence all for miles, and then you have an open area for gates so people can come across. Then, and then the roads, they were almost finished, but they're not going to finish them now. So you talk to border agents, and they're flabbergasted. They said, our job is to keep people safe. And by the way, remember how all the Democrats complained of all the unaccompanied minors when Trump was president? We have way more now. We have 15,000 people in custody. And by the way, they don't have anything to hide, but they won't let the media or us in to see how these families are being treated. So if they had nothing to hide, why wouldn't you let them in?
I'm amazed by just watching, for example, the way the press corps has treated the Biden administration, even on this issue. If President Trump had kept people from getting photos, they would have been screaming. And now when the White House releases photos, it's good enough. I sigh a lot. I sigh a lot these days. Hey, I wanted to ask you about something here.
Why don't you secure our border?
Right. I want to ask you about something that I haven't heard anybody else comment on, and I don't have a strong opinion, but that's why I wanted to ask you. Obviously, the person that you beat for your Senate seat, our former U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, he's now being put in charge of NASA. He's got a lot of experience on the committee. I get that. But it seems to me like he was the guy who was in charge, so to speak, in the Senate when we started outsourcing all of our stuff to other countries and we abandoned the space program and it's now come roaring back. Is he the right guy to head up NASA, or is this going to be a problem for us?
Well, I've got a lot of questions for him. I mean, remember, he was there when the Obama administration shut down flight, you know, manned flight. And we, over in the Space Coast, I think 7,500 people lost their jobs, you know, before I got elected. And so, you know, I've got a lot of things to ask him about, you know, how his experience is going to help, you know, do NASA. What's he want to accomplish? I'm going to ask the same thing I ask everybody else. What do you want to get done if you're going to have this job? What's your purpose? Why are you there? I'm a business guy. That's what I do. Yeah, I say to people, what do you want to do? And what's your background? And what's your experience? When you had the opportunity in the past, what'd you do? So I'll do the same thing with him that I did. I do with Janet Yellen and everybody else.
Senator, obviously we know these two terrible tragedies, one in Georgia, one in Colorado, have taken place this week. It's awful. We also, of course, immediately start to hear these two big proposals that President Biden says he's going to maybe do by executive action if he can't get it through the Senate. Are we going to see on the ground actual restrictions in Florida on our gun rights anytime soon, do you think?
Well, first off, your heart goes out to these families. I mean, I grew up working in grocery stores, and you can't, somebody goes in the grocery store and doesn't come out alive, your just heart goes out to them. But I mean, look, the solution is not to take away the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. I mean, we have to support it's the right thing to do. I support the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the rights of law-abiding citizens, but look, if you're dangerous, you're mentally ill, you're threatening to harm yourself or somebody else, we ought to go through a due process to say, you know, you shouldn't have access to a weapon. It's not about getting something done. This is all messaging by Schumer and Pelosi. This is about, you know, talking to their liberal base, saying, oh, yeah, we're going to take, you know, they want to take away everybody's guns. But I'm going to fight to make sure that none of these proposals they have become law. I dealt with these issues. We worked hard to make sure the Florida laws work to keep people safe.
Well, I look forward to that, obviously. One of the things that you did when you were governor and has just languished in Congress because we can't get a House sponsor for it is making daylight saving time a universal. Of course, you have re-upped for this with several senators from around the country, which is good to see. Is there going to be a House campaign? Because that's what we're waiting on, is somebody in the House to take up this charge.
Here's what I believe. It's going to happen. I don't know how soon it's going to happen. It's people want this. And so as I travel the country, across the country, people want to do this. And so I believe we're going to get there. It's just up here, everything is a fight, and it's all so partisan. I'm optimistic that this will get resolved. I just got to continue to talk to people around the, you know, state by state and get them involved in the bill. So we'll get there. It's nothing up here is happening fast. It's very partisan right now.
Yeah. Hey, last question I have for you, Senator, is I know you proposed recently, I think the title of it is the Federal Agency Sunset Act. I know the concept of it is to look at federal agencies and see which ones might not be achieving their targets or might be bloated and unnecessary size of them. It seems like an obvious thing to have the ability to look at that and be more nimble about restricting some of these agencies. Does that have a realistic chance of passing?
You know, the way I look at this, I'm very hopeful. I think this is when I was governor of Florida, and we were able to save Florida taxpayers millions of dollars. So, look, you do this in business. We ought to be doing this in government. You say, okay, so I spent money like this last year. Did I solve the problem? Did I spend the money efficiently? Is it a high priority? And so I'm trying to do the same thing up here. We're about to get to $30 trillion for the debt. That means there's less money to spend on Medicare and Social Security and military things that we know we want to do. And so one way to do it is let's review these agencies and see what we need and we don't need, and if there's better ways to solve the problems that we want to solve.
Well, I certainly hope so. And, of course, we saw what you did in Florida with that business mindset, and hopefully some of that can be brought to bear at the federal government. God knows they need it. Rick Scott, he is our U.S. Senator, former governor from the great state of Florida. Senator, thanks so much for the time this morning. Keep up the good fight. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Andrew. Have a great day.